Okay. Yesterday we discussed a very interesting topic. Here's a different version of it. Shelim Mavada Chemit, a chemical lab. Shemavim Shamini Shokolad. Lasos Bedika and Yesh Mem Tarova Shabasa Bechalov. May you cook it, right? We spoke about this yesterday from the Shut Dover of Misharim, that it should be in a rough. Now, it should be in a rub is Sof Yomov. If he went to Siberia or somewhere during the Holocaust, he ended up in Yerushalayim. He was greeted with the Gedolei Hador. One of his contemporaries was the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank. This is Shut Har Tzvi. So exactly how it went between them, I can't answer the question, but let's see. In my shokolad for Nisbashel, machloika sachronim, bebosa v'cholosh Nisbashel b'yachat, imut alachzal v'asha machakach. To place the sofek, primogodim, and rikiveger, say it's okay. We saw this yesterday. Chasam sofer. And there's Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, but the question is, that's Rav Levi. Right? He found Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? A point of order. There's a slight error in Rabbeinu Gershom, which leads to some misunderstanding. If you open up Kuf Ches Vayis, that's Rabbeinu Gershom. There are two words which are bolded, which shouldn't be bolded. Take a look. He says, "Lo'olam mistarfi v'hacham askinim v'babi yorak dola shel basar." Shel basar. Those words shel basar are not found in Shas. That doesn't even make any sense. Shel basar. Period. Becholof. You get a flunk your grammar test. So it led to a misunderstanding. It should be yorak dola. Period. Then shel basar should be in small letters. Shel basar becholof. Mavush already. It already was pre-cooked. So that's what he says over here. That it's okay. Right? Bishn Pama Cheres. Lolaki the Kvar Mavushal. Etc. And the question, that's what Rav says. Was it the Falevi argues that we spoke about that from Shiri Rav? Fine. Prima Gadim. Enova Bishl Chach. Shus Yaakov says, no, we have to be machmer. Yad Ephraim b'kitzurei dinish and b'sof pei zayin tziv gimel. Now, if you open your regular Shulchan Aruch, end this to pei zayin, I both said, today's Ma'am HaKom must go to the end of pei zayin. But that doesn't mean we're there yet, but we see the light at the end of the tunnel. So if you look, I think it's printed in the back of pei zayin at the moment. Yad Ephraim, and see it? Everyone see it? There were a total of 23 sifrim. Do you have it on your Shulchan Aruch? So that's read Siv Gimel. Shira Bishul She is Chayav Alav Uvikshiv Mivashlo Ad She Roar Lachil Ktsas Shlish Bishul Lemachar Ben Nusar. We call it. He Roar Li Yikvon Isbashu Kol Lecha Bifnei Atzel Kashir Azev Vishuv Chazav Yir Ben Yachad Chimo Shem Rusacha Bikli Rishin Derech Bishul Ve'Ovar Alav. Fine. V'cheinim nizbashol bosa v'cholov yachad v'nitztanein v'chziru le'esh at shirtiach v'ezo oval yisur bishol achidish nifle v'naira. It's meant to be pashup shot against Rabbi Kivega. Okay? So, you see the print. Until now we didn't have it in print really. It's open favorish. Yad Ephraim. Okay. Fine. Dovav meisharim nishal b'shel ezos. Quote a Kesef Mishnah, right? Ain't on Shem. Am I local? Melachias Basa Becholov. Ain't on Shem Adin. What did he say? Lo Asra Torah Levash Basa Becholov LeKadesh LeYavol LeChol. Uve Pesach. We saw this yesterday in the original. Shas Bir Chomis Lekach Hashash Duma Asa LeChol. Shem Dehu Atza Marzal LeSarfo Mechel Kal Yochem Minei. Fine. Here's other examples. That's the case. Came as a kol kavanos, but b'di gazuk leshal loy kashal b'isav basav v'cholov, like a chashash no masav liochlo. Aye, what do we do with the Ramo yesterday? That you can't cook, you can't stoke the coals under a pot that the goyim have used for basav v'cholov, because you want to heat the house, but you're ending up cooking basav v'cholov. You're not going to eat that basav v'cholov. That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's his question. Yeah, place yes is kasha. Yeah, so this is a serious question. Not going into all the details right now. Okay. He doesn't ask this question. If the, since lecha chashash to masel ochlo lo nesa mekora klal bishul masel b'cholov, if you follow the reason of the kesef mishnah, and he has this case we spoke before, can you care ner chanukah bechema ishva bliya shul basar b'vashul basar b'cholov? You're not going to eat that pischa tshuva we saw, and nobody said there's no issa because you're not going to eat it. The tzuks of the mitzvos of ner chanukah. How come nobody says that? And the case of Mishnah itself seems to say, that what? Bishul Basar B'Cholov is told by Achilas Basar B'Cholov, and with no Yisra Achila, there's no Yisra Bishul. It's against the Rambam. Mevashel B'Sar Mesa, lo gel Bishula, and lo gel Achilasam. For Shul Gemara, Kuf Yudalim, Chel B'Cholov, lo gel and lo gel, Manda B'lo gel, Echad Yisra, and lo gel, etc. The Rambam Paskins, lo gel Bishula, so what do we answer? Siva Seisa. That's what we answer this cash. I want to show you in a second iteration, a little review from yesterday, and you see it again in bold relief. Fine. Ad kan this discussion. So this is just a chazar a little bit from yesterday. Now we begin the new sugya, Rabbosai, on the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel Manav. I know we saw the Mishnah already before, but this part we hadn't really seen. Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Watch. Until now, we focused on the first 2.5 lines of the Mishnah, right? Sar Beim Tahora Bechala Beim Tahora Osel Levash Osel Manon. Sar Beim Tahora Bechala Beim Tmeya. Sar Beim Tmeya Bechala Beim Tahora Mut Levash Osel Manon. That was until now. Right? Now watch. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chaya Va'Of Eina Min Atoru. Shenema, those of Vasha Gdiba Chalevimo, Gimel Pomin, Prat Lachaya Vaof, who behemoth Tmea. One knocks out Chaya, one knocks out Of, one knocks out behemoth Tmea. Rashi, Gdi Prat Laof, Shena Behema, Gdi Prat Lachaya Shena Behema, Afagavda Chaya Bechlal Behema, also Kroy Yisera Mafkia, Gdi the laws of Behema Tmea. Period. Abhema Tahora, the Lav Gedik, on par of Rachel, is Rabbi Mikroy, can I tell him a Bryce of Bigamar? Fine. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Nemelo Sochul Kol Nevelo, for Nemelo Savasha Gedik Bachalev Imo, it's all the same Pasuk, right? As we learned, spoke about that already a while ago, last week. Esh Yosef Mishim Nevelo, also Levashel Bachalov, Of, Shosef Mishim Nevelo, Yochel Ye also Levashel Bachalov, yeah. Tamaloma, Bachalev Imbo, Yotza Of, She'eno Chalav Aim. Only mammals have mother's milk, not birds. All right, very nice. So what about him? What about Chaya according to him? Pashtas Chaya would be Dorais. He seems to be split between Chaya and Of. Right? So far, so good? So we have two Shittas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says what? Chaya Of the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Chaya is the rice, Of is the Rabbanan. Is anyone more machmer than this? Toisvis. Okay. Psar behem Torah, Bechala behem Torah. Hu adim psar Of le Rabbanan. Who's Rabbanan? The silent Rabbanan. The Tanakama. Tanakama only excluded what? Tmeya. What's implied? He would not exclude Chaya or Of. Wow. Rabbanan also min haTorah the Dafka Rabbi Kiva who done machayah v'yof ainu min haTorah v'nafka lo midorash lekaman es she'asu mishum nevel asu mishum levashu b'cholov. So there's a silent sheet over here. The opinion of the Tanakama holds it's all asu midoraisa. Clearly, he's working with an assumption, Rabbi Osai, that as long as there is a nevela, is there a nevela by Of, Rabbi Osai? What do you say? Prudu chicken. The rice of the Rabbanan. There was a chicken scandal in Muncie some years back. The guy was mamish selling literally Purdue chicken. So called from guy. It's terrible. So the question is, was machsho the whole Muncie and other places with really serious Yisurim? He served the rice of the Rabbanan. That's a shot in the Gemara. We're not learning Choshchita now. Take a look, a quick peek back in Chav Zayin and Beis. What, huh? What happened? Anyway, this is a terrible scandal. Take a look over here, Chav Zayin and Beis. There is one opinion holds, eight lines up. Ein shchita la'of ben haTorah. If that sheet would only be right, then it would be only Yisrael de Rabbonim. The Rambam skins, unfortunately, yei shchita la'of ben haTorah. There's Yisrael de Rais, the people in Nechshalin. It was really, it's maybe one of the worst scandals in Kashrus history. It was really, it's terrible. People can do such things, it's beyond me. But anyway. So, yes, yeah, so that's the assumption. So therefore, the Tosfos work with assumption that we need some Darais over here. Does everyone agree to that? Take a look in the Rosh. Please turn to the Rosh. Simen Nun Aleph. Perek Ches, Simen Nun Aleph. It's on page Resh Yud Zayin in our print. Let's read, quotes the Mishnah verbatim. Column 2, line 3, with a little basis. Uma shehevi Rav Alphas to Rabbi Akiva, lo hevi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, shem sheposek aloch Rabbi Akiva. Oh. Says the Rosh, v'i svir le'le d'rabbonim pligalei, if there's a sephantim Rabbonim that argued Rabbi Akiva, Tanakava, Rabbonim, yeah, Hakaimalon aloch Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro dafka v'lo k'neged rabim. Elavares yule the riff to lo pligi elatana kamama shenog bebehema torah dafka lo betmeya Rabbi Akiva meforish mehecha nismatu chayav yofer. There is no machlokus. There is no phantom rabbanim. It's not a phantom. Doesn't exist. Pretty big machlokus. What do you say? They're pretty big machlokus. A pretty big machlokus. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, and see what he says. Moment of truth. No, not necessarily. Well, let's look on Tosfos for a second. Hold on, let's look at the Lashon of Tosfos. Who are they? Besar of Rabbanu the Osam and the Torah. Dafka bekivu the Yomah Chayav of Enem Min HaTorah and Nafkalu Min Dedorah to Kamam and She Osam Mishnah Devela Osam Mishnah Devashah Bechol. Where they say we don't pass them? Where do you say?
Everyone says
they're
supposed to be passing like
the Rabbanu. Tosfos says
they're supposed to be passing like
Rabbanu
on
Kuftal. Yeah, they have to. Yeah. Yochad Rab, Behalachim Rechiv Rab. That's right.
Kuftal Alef,
no. Yeah.
I'm not looking along.
Yeah. Where is that Tosfos?
Kuftal
Alef. Amid Beis. Where is it? The bottom of Tosfos, right, in the middle of nowhere. That's a sigma to get to Rabosai. The next sugya, Simon Peches, is right here. This is right here, on this daf. In en passant, just in passing, they say the four lines up. The Kasava, Psara, Fecholov, Lav, Doraisa, Velo, Kaimel, and Achi. Just tucked away in the middle of a big Tosfos. Yeah? The kids are, Zatza Machokos, Tosfos on the riff. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's take a look. Siv Gimel. We try to follow Shulchan Aruch, right? As best we can. We try to follow Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in Siv Gimel? Chaba. Ein anoag ela b'besar b'heima tohora b'chala b'heima tohora. Hava b'besar tohora b'chalaf t'meya b'besar t'meya b'chalaf tohora mutora b'bishol v'hano. U'besar chaya v'of. I feel the bechal of tahora muter bebishul vano v'yaf bachila ena osal b'derabbanon. Black on white, like the riff, like the rush against Tosfos. Okay. I guess that's good news. That's good news. Yeah. So why is it nisa derabbanon? Take a look at Divrei Chamudos Reish Lamedtes. Av b'derabbanon asurin. Rambam says shlovas v'chachamim ela beachila. Al Me'achilas p'sar behema hamatzri. Right, it's only achila. Because they were of otu behema. V'yaf al pi sheish litchos. T'shani p'sar behema tahora b'chalav t'meya o ipcha she'echa me'em kvar asur b'achila. Because it's tummy. V'yen locha shema yochle yochlum. Aber b'chaya v'yof b'cholov she'kol echad b'fnei atzmo heter. Maybe she goes on the bishop, Allah, no. Shemi Abu Lede Yisra Achila. Shem she goes with Yisra Allah, Allah Shulchan, for Kulachar Exeri, yeah. Rambam Solver, no. Shlo Nesra Allah Bachila Bulvad. Oh, the Tnan, Breish Perkol Abosor, also Levashel, Bechol of Chutzmi Psosor, Bedogam Bechagov, the Masha Bersochai of Yof, Levashel Nami Asiri, no. Keshloma, Tahi Levashel Velechalu. Felicia de Kronochet, Ken Kosev Amagid. That's the Rambam. I asked you to see the Rambam comments to the Magad Mishnah. He's calling the Magad Mishnah. I'm showing it to you here so we don't have to open the Rambam. The Ferish. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Shach. Sivkot and Dalid. Psachai of Yof. It's only the Rabbonah. Dasa Mechavad, the Psachai of Yof, and also Mechil of Yof, and Mishul. Elamid the Rabbonah, Mutam, and Mishul. Gami, Umar Shal. Wabach Tolasim Bedivri Amarai Bagos Sharidura Mashakosav Koshal Hokal Negatisis. Yeah. The Kach Poska the Psachai of Yof Achel of Doraisa, Rabbeinu Shel Olam.
I mean, why Chaya?
What do you mean? Chaya is more Chama than Of. Chaya is closer to Bus than Of is. Pashas. Tosas Bzarov, but Chaya is closer.
So
when
Tosas
Bzarov,
he's coming from
Chaya. We saw them in the Mishnah, one splits the other direction. Says the Rashach, I don't buy it. Uva Sifri, in the Shach Aruch, Hexakti Divri Omer Shumid Rabbanan, Minashas. And he quoted many poskim that hold that way. And the Marai on the Kosher, the Hokal Negatosis, Shalach Gminacha Pesarov. But we're not going to that later. That's the 6 hour story. That's the next Simon, Simon Peites. Come into it quickly. Hopefully, next week we'll get to. Simon Peches and Peites. We got to pick up a little speed. But we're not rushing. Okay, fine. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. And the last line. V'rekos of Rambam, v'soperek beiz b'lichus mamrim, halachates, sh'omer b'sar of, b'chol of osim in a Torah, over b'bal tosif, ayin shav. You got to love the shach. When he pulls out all stops. Don't say, I'll be a machmir. You'll be a Baal Tosef. Gewalt. Okay, fine. Let's assume we pass them this way. Says the Pizchei Tshuva, Ubesar Chaya V'Ov is only the Rabbanon. Mutu B'Bishol V'Ano. Hu Adin Ipcha. Psar Behema Tahora B'Chalav Chaya Tahora Eino Osir Min HaTorah. Okay, doesn't matter if the basar is from the chaya or if the chol is from a chaya. There's no chol from Oaf, right? Who said so? Tiferes Lemoshe Ayin Shah. Okay, who said? Is it true? Is it not true? I asked if you see a Tosefta. The Tosefta talks about it. It's a really early source, but what does it say in Tosefta? That's a big question. What was it? Perekhes. What does he say? Quite unclear. The last part, the last few lines of this Tosefta, Gimel is pretty long. Chal is the one Simon I don't plan to really learn. Simon Sadi, it's complicated. Well, you may touch it because it comes up a little bit, some of the quotations, but that we're not going to get involved in. But towards the end of the same Tosefta. With small cheses, psar behema tahora, b'chalav behema tahora. Okay, by definition, also be refuah v'hano. Refuah? What's refuah? What's refuah doing over here? Rashi explains. Also, Minchas Yitzchak explains. Also be refuah l'chol l'shem b'sakana b'machila shelok gadaka b'hano she'en ade achila. Because it's also the rice. Rabbi Shimon Mater Bahano. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutar b'hanah. Psar behema tahora b'chalav chaya. Now, here's a critical question. Chaya tamea? Why would I say chaya tamea? It doesn't make too much sense to us. Psar chaya b'yofas tahorin b'chalav behema tamea. Rabbi Kiva poter habishula shnemegedi digim l'pam. It's in the mission. Something is fishy over here. As the minchas bikurim.
So can I just point to again what's fishy over here?
So far, if you read it the way it is, you get an impression to the contrary that only if it's a chaya tamea, you're potter. But not if it's a chaya tahora. Says the minchas bikurim. Let's restart again. Bachalav chaya tmeya. B'mishna mevuar the Tanakama poter chaya va'ofu behema tmeya. V'yosin nira de garcinan kat chelav chaya. Oh, tmeya! That's quite a difference, man. That's a 180 degree difference. It's a bechal behema tmeya. Madam chaya va'ofu afetahora lo havi. As we saw, that's quite a change in the gears. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the back, there's a, I don't know if you all have it. Who has a Yalta Meforshim? In the back of Shulchan Aruch, you don't have it? If you have it, look at the Mara Koyin. I don't know if any of you have it. It's a very brief piece. Mara Koyin. The Mechaber says, "Psar chay ve'of afilu bechalav tahora mutl bebishul. Ken psar behema tahora bechalav chay tahora shav bebishlanah tosefta. Afachiz the rabbanon. Ayna tosefta says fakert. Psar behema tahora bechalav chay tmeir bekiva potal bebishul ayn shav tosoferu shav betosefta. So the psar behema tahora bechalav chay oh behema tmeir. It's the same as we saw in the." Because Bikurim is in the print in the back of my Shulchan Aruch in the Marakar. It has to be that way. There's no alternative. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Fine. Narabosai, we're going to talk about the next topic, which is the topic of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin. Take a look. Diramo. Vinohagu Rabosai. Lasos Cholov Mishkedim. Almond milk. In our house, we still have almond milk. Have you used almond milk in your house?
Yeah.
It's Aliyah Mazeh. Umanichim ba psar of, and they would cook chicken in almond milk. Ho of Eirak mad Rabbana. Aba psar behema, you want to cook meat, red meat, with almond milk. Yesh nanich eis al achol of shkedim. Put almonds there. Mishamaris ayin. Kamosh nisbar li el simin samach vav and yendam. Okay, this is what it says. Okay. How this plays out in real life is an interesting question. So this truth is, this source for this all is a Mefurash Gemara in Masechta Krisus. Let's take a look at it. It's always good to see the Gemara's inside. This. Dam dogim dam chagovim mut afilu lechatchila. So what are you worried about, Maris Ayin? Says the Gemara, "Hu kshelo kinsu." It's just some loose. Ki amar rav kishekinsu. What does that mean? You put it into a cup. You put it into a cup. It looks like blood from an animal. No one knows it's coming from a fish. So it's a big problem. What does Rashi say? Shekinsu b'kliyosu, the michlef b'dam behema, v'ro omer, mutal lechol dam. Ooh, it's a very famous question, this Maris Ayin story. What's the problem? Is the problem that he will suspect you of doing something wrong? Well, if I can't, if you're doing it, it must be right, which is worse. So Rashi increases, says the worst way. He thinks that's you're going to get out of blood.
Is there an opportunity to say those two?
It could be many opportunities. We're not learning Hilchos Maaser Zayin right now. Just mentioning it as a matter of fact. Take a look at Maaser Zayin in the Shach in Sifkaton Vov. Klomar, v'lo dami l'dam dogim sov simen samach vav siftes shemuta l'gamrei afil hachim kinsu v'kli osim le'maris ayin elam k'yesh bo kaskasim shenika shu dam dogim, you have scales. No, hosam dam gufi osim v'daraisa hilkach harowa yomar diyochol dam emash osim v'daraisa. He has a different word, not like Rashi. Not like Rashi did this, but to think that the guy's over v'nishu daraisa. Chashat. But the Marshal learns from Dogim the Bepurim the Chayotzebo Sheregilim Lechol Tarnagoles B'Chalav Shkedim She'asur Lo Sheneich Shkedim Esla B'Sochon V'Tzino Ne'akera B'Frat Gabi B'Sarof Dika Lemechash Tvei Shlo Yedam Uloma B'Sarof B'Cholav Shori Afilu Medrabonik Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who held that way V'Chein Eskimu Achronim V'Chein Nirlein Nisdaiti. Whoa.
Is the Marshal only saying, is he disagreeing with the rule that by Drabonins you don't need the Hakira? Or
yes.
Is he only disagreeing with the rule by chicken? Because you might think like Rabbi
I think he's disagreeing in general.
So then why is he agreeing with Rabbi Yosef Lili? You think it's irrelevant, right?
No, he's saying Befrat, an additional reason. More, especially.
Especially. Here.
Especially. Especially. That's how I understood. Okay. What does the Shach say? Shach says no. He says as follows. Again, Cheneskimu Achronim Chenil Sadi against the Rama, like the Marshal against the Rama. Why? Tafilu b'mini the Rabbanon Chashin l'marasai b'kama duchti. Where? Shas. Shabbos Nundalim and Beis. V'lo b'zug afapishu pokuk shum de merzei k'man de ozel l'chinga p'rish Rashi l'shuk limkor. Marasayin Samach Dalit Muslim we call a poskim, a rachayim shenhei, afal pishis v'mekach v'memka v'shabes, ena midrabonon, a rachayim shenvom shenzayim v'chol shen mishpat v'alei v'shlamahei, an ofen a tersing subis, tafil mina midrabonon chashinan l'marasayin, beduchti tuva, he doesn't understand this whole Ramah. Let's take a look at the tersis. Tells you to look, Rabosai, you gotta look. We go from krisus to subis, that's one after the other, in the aleph base. Yes. Mamachan Baragla Batsina Bishabs. If your gutter is clogged, you can use a dubashinoi. You're allowed to unclog the gutter because the makom hefsid, lagazir rabbanon, etc. Ha damer b'kol mokla shavuz chachamim mishmaras ayim. I feel b'chad v'chad darim asur. Hanu davka b'yisa v'locha daraisa. Will shodchen b'chama. Havlocha negarom. They'll suspect you of laundering on Shabbos. Shem yiru yisbu shekibsin b'shabbos. Havel hocha lo yiru ala malocha kalach hayad. Damer d'rabbanon. V'logazir rabbanon lesa b'chad v'chad darim. Ooh. Chad mechadorim not, but by far has to, yes. Enough in the Tosis, says the Shach, we are worried by Marasayan, by the Rabbanans, by the Rabbanans. Comes along the Yad Avraham, on the side. Take a look.
is it possible that's what the Rambam meant, like in your
own? Oh, very good. Very good. Very, very good. Very good. Umashakosa Vashach. Kan ba'ov, second part of the Yad Avraham. Also the Rabbonon, Shai Mashamar Asayik, what we call Kmi the Rabbonon, Ze Eilu B'chad V'chadorim. As we saw, as a before Shigamar, on Shabbos. We just saw. Of course, the Rosh and Shabbos too. This will the Yichtov. He wants to knock out the Shach's Raya because maybe you'll think you're going to write. Yeah. So Taka is, well, so B'chad V'chadorim only the Asad Issa D'Oraisa. Correct. But you suggest the Rambam agrees, you know who you're mechaber to? The Nachlas Tzvi. Who is the Nachlas Tzvi? It's a Pischa Tshuva. When he had longer pieces, he put in a different set called Nachlas Tzvi. It's every Shulchan Aruch has it. It's the same person. Pischa Tshuva. Take a look. Ayin Shach, Marshal, Hiskanimo. Afimid Rabbonah, Hashina, the Marathayim. Furushi Gemara, etc. Aini Mevin Asagot Sala Rabbah Klal. The Balagamar Mosal Moded, I feel Rabbon Hashin Marasayan. Kibu become a duchti. Hyodafka, Marasayan, go Morisha with Neor Owen. Mashek and Hoka, the Marisha Mavashal Bebeso. Ven Hashash, bless the Rakmashim, the Kaimalam. Kamoka shows the Homshah, I feel Hadam also. Zain, I'm a minute of the Doraiso. Tosas and Sumas of Sam, we just read it. That's what he says with Farish. There was no problem. But I feel at the end. If who b'fnei b'nei beso, gam ken choshu k'chad v'chadorim, says in Orachayim Simon Reish Mem Gimel, v'shem b'nei beso yodim adav al burio. So the Marshal and the Shach evinu b'nisosim ramo, mashu b'amaya filu b'sunas g'dolos, dikam maris ayin gomor, al zeh shaper hisigu. But he never meant that, as you said. Yom ha'chavet ala nachlas tzvi. Fine. Take a look now in Bari HaShulchan. Okay, so the bottom line, I'd like to look at Bari HaShulchan. I told you you have to have it every single day because we're going to see the Sefer innumerable times. If everyone has it, it's a great, great Sefer. And it's very important that everyone should have it. Let's take a look. I put the Ma'amar Komus, Bari HaShulchan, over here as well. Siv Katan Membez. It's on page Yud. Uvisivkon shebesamach osavnu, there's the hacha besudas gedolos, right? Av kshaochlam tzone b'tzone. Why tzone b'tzone? Tzone b'tzone. Tzone the rabbanim. Doesn't matter. You pass like the shach and the marshal, and even the rabbanim may agree. Besudas gedolos is the marshal and the rabbanim. Omna, kshaochlam b'zachar zeh. Ain't sorach on yach shkedim, it's a lacholov. Why? The lekal of mechash was a kokach the maras ayim, came in she'eno ochlem biyachad. Vieshlit os the man the chozo holo chozo ho. Afil the yoshev chaveret so kol azman, ain't ish som alev, the doctor kokach bachilas chavero. Hani mi lik she'en ha bosel lefaneinu, you clear the table, bishas achilas achalov shkedim. Avon ha bosel adayin lefaneinu, Ape zei ik heb mechas maas ayin. Ken hem oge bosse moedig al shulchan she oge lolof chalaf shkeidem al hepech. Zorg la neech shkeidem et slot. Da ze atzmo isu la alos al shulchan she oge lolof bosse vachalaf biyachat. Gizem psime pe chesef alef. Ik heb mechas maas ayin. Sheach shedu she oge bi yisa ze. So they cannot be at the table at the same time.
Oh.
One more time. Oh, hold on. Be very patient. Be very, very patient. Hold on. Let's take a look. It's Sivkoton. Mem Ches. Your question. Next page. The kayom nispashet harbe lishtamish b'mashke stomi. What stomi in his language mean? Parv. Hadova l'cholav. Chem b'min chema shen l'cholavi. Hala osim min shmonet smochim. V'av shalafi anira. Hoyav shaloma. The lekabu chashash of the marasayim. Kevin just shkiach lishtamish b'macholam elu l'mash yav shalochum b'achlias yisur. That's what you said? Sorry. Mikol makom lo brira din zali yazdaiti. And look at the biurim. Yesh lahach mir lanich esam kufsasa o nir atifasa kanal basim kamam. When it first came out, everyone held this way. This goes back 40 years. Non-dairy creamers was a chidish neira. What was the thing? Looks like milk. So they would insist at these weddings, fancy weddings, they'd put out, if you want that the non-dairy creamer, they put it not in a beautiful, shiny, silver receptacle which fits into the other scheme, they put it in a cardboard container which says non-dairy creamer. I'm still old to remember that. That stopped a long time ago because what you said, I'm in Memches. So he's Machmir. He's Machmir Memches over, he's Machmir. What?
How long ago did you write
this? This sefer, I'll tell you what it's printed. Tov Shin Samach Beis. This is the 21st century. Oh, no, take it back. The first edition is 1990. I'm sorry. 1990, it's 30 years old.
So
okay. 30 years ago, things have changed. Oh, yeah, today. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. Things have changed. Slowly. Slowly. If you take a look, number one, I have different kasha. Maybe you should put Shkedim. Make sure you bring almonds. Is it made from almonds? What's it made from?
Yeah.
It is made from almonds?
Almond
milk?
Yeah.
The milk, the parva is made from almonds?
Depends. There's rice milk and there's almond
milk. All kinds of different milk, eh?
Coconut milk?
It says in the bottom. It says in the bottom. Sadi Gimel. Who said so? The Das Torah. Das Torah is the Marasham.
Okay. Is the Marasham?
Marasham. Shol Matka Shradron, the Maggid's grandfather, namesake. The very famous Maggid, you know?
Yeah.
He was the Paisik Ador in Galicia 100 years ago plus. Yumal Nunheim in Beis, Amchina Naksiva, the Mevi Hek Amalia, Flormina Zimdin Ador Lava Daita Le Unibixava, etc. Alright? You have to put out the cardboard box. That's what he says. Now, wait a second. Wait a minute. Take a look at the Biurim Yishum. We say, but that's Torah Kosav, is that Torah on Barilah? In the first Shulchan Aruch? See in a sec. If it is, we'll show it to you. If it's not, we'll have to rely on what he says. Let's see. No. Okay. See, he quotes it. That's Torah Kosav in Shemen Egel's Caucus. What's caucus? Come on, guys. What's caucus?
Coconut.
Coconut. It's a coconut. Eggos, caucus is coconut. It's Eggos, caucus is coconut. Hanog, should inspire Simba Ola. Apparently, it was very famous to use coconut milk 100 years ago. Heshloma, the less famous Shemaris Ayan. As it says in Shulchan Aruch, Reshmem Gimelsim Beis, in Kablonis. End quote. In other words, if the minig is to do it in a certain way, there's no Yisra Marazayim, Hilchos Shabbos. Lefi Svarazu, Kam B'mashka Stomi Hadoma L'Cholof, V'chein Minchema Ha'asim Yishman Yitzvach Ma'adjerin, U'metzuyim Harbe Yatzleinu, Ho'yanira Lahate B'lo Heker. Yeah! In the crazy place, he says, Kolecha D'Shiach Atera Lekal Mishim Marazayim. Quotes the Gemara Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph. Rabbi Osai, open the Gemara Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph. Always good to see it inside. It's a world famous Gemara, but always good to see it inside. Towards the bottom, Rabbi Osai, of the page, famous Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Glili. Oaf. Rabbi Kiva Sava Strabonon. Rabbi Yosef Glili Sava Ofa Filibid Rabbanon Awasr. Tani Nami Hochi, Bim Komos, Shabalazi, Kos, Nathan Nasus, Pachomas, Basel, and Shabbos. That was the Mila, famous. Komos, Shab Yosef, Glili, are you all Klim Besarol, Pacholov? They mamish did it. They ate it. Bob to Marzai. Says the Helga Biurim, quote from the crazy placey. Again, he's working with that assumption that it's a question of chashat. End quote. Omno. L'shona Ramah Shekosav Shenogu Lasos Cholav Mishkeidin Mashmud Hayonofu Tetzlo Hashimish Becholav Shkeidin. And the Taz, what did the Taz say? Nispashir Aminuk Uvecholos Hitzrich Ramah Heker Mishav Marasayin. Yeah, it's Mashmud against the place. The place himself seems to have said that. Ay Kablonus. No, the last line. That's what he says. Next page. Page with base. That's only as a rove. Only a miyut. But the dan. Halonis sparsim shechalov zeshalafneinu ustami. Come on, mishtamshim b'nei odom. B'cholom mamash. K'moshim mishtamshim b'cholov zeshalafneinu. 50-50, sounds like a saying. Shapikul meimar. The Ramosiv Dalit says, "Of the Rabban and Shor Levasha Becholav Tomei, Becholav Tor Osim Mishumar Ayin, Sheroyins Boshem Levasha Bosa Behema." And the Prima Gunner says so. The Taz, Os Levasha Besar Of Becholav Becholav, Im Neima the Bemidi the Shchiyach Heteru Lekom Maris Ayin. Hashchiach tzarov come up b'sar behema, u'ma marasayin esh b'zeh. V'yesh tzitzchos raizu. The sum of the milsi yisba roa de mevashal tzarach achila hagam b'sarov b'cholov also lechol. Kevin the benkach u'benkach yachshol tekova b'yisur b'sar b'cholov. Efsha shiachshdu tekova adaraisa the bishul b'sar behema b'cholov. Hirani b'ni rabbi bin yomin nero yoyer. Ledina lo nion is daita lismo al kula anal. He wants to pass from his latest 1990. I don't know if he has it in the back. He has any updates. I don't know. You have to put something down, Shkedim or something or other, even Mizman Hazeh, as long as they're both on the table at the same time. They're on both sides. They serve non-dairy creamers at weddings, correct? I was at a wedding last time myself, but I left before the desserts. Well, I didn't wait around for them to serve coffee with creamer. Mm. But I imagine they probably take away the meat first. Am I right? They clear the table first, then they put on the... No?
Is that intentional?
Is it for halachic purposes? Or
they also clear out before they put on the desserts.
Right, so I'm saying, good.
No, but I'm saying...
Good.
They would do the same thing either way.
Good.
Right.
I don't care why they don't admit Saint Shikas Kavana. As long as they clear off the table before they put on the, there'll be no problem, even according to his Chumra. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. That's what he says.
So
good.
Put almonds on the table service at Hecker today?
Yeah.
Why not?
They won't even know is that.
They won't even know that. They won't even pick up on the hint even a bit.
They won't get the hint? It's almond milk.
Yeah, but who makes almond milk today from almonds? You make almond milk today from the supermarket.
I said that, but it says that in my house, on the box, it says almond milk.
Right.
Famous. I'll say, see almond, you'll get the hint, I hope.
If you put the box, people would get it. If you put the almonds on, people would get it.
Oh, you'll get it from the box, you won't get it from the almonds.
Yeah.
That sounds a little perverse, but okay, maybe you're right. I don't know. People are people. People are funny. Take a look at both in the Pre-Chodesh, Sivkot and Zayin. This is an interesting club as far as Maris Ayin is concerned. I put on the Maris Ayin, which is very important. Just in general to know about Maris Ayin. How far do we go with it? So, Ein Ledeb Asof. Pre-Chodesh? I'm sorry? Sikon Zayin. Take a look. Pre-Chodesh.
Randy, but even if it's not a majority, since it's so common, why would somebody assume that?
I would have said that's what the Das Torah says, but for some reason the Baal HaShulchan is not happy. Take a look. Hov en b'rachter rabbanan. L'dama l'dam dogan d'boi heke kaskasim d'hosn maro yom d'ochol dam b'ema shosim d'araisa. So b'chos d'rabbanan. We're not worried about it. Right? This is what it says. Fine. The Mashal, the Shach, and the Taz, all say we're machmer in public at least. L'niri k'daz ha'gah. No, he wants to be maker like the Ramah. The Yaf Mashal Sar Rashba, the Vashal Psar Bosa B'chalav Isham Le'maras Ayin, Hu Chiddush, V'havad Lo Losef Allah. And let us ligzor of a lesser medatenim in Maris Ayin Zulasi b'mashin is bara b'talmud chiddush nifla v'nara. It's great. Don't look at our own Maris Ayin. It's not in Shas. Forget about it. Can bo v'nesar psachaya b'linikur kadesh lo yitul ben chaya lebehema kul yishtei m'shachaya b'chel b'yasur lechol in Maris Ayin demidi lo minker v'bo l'hosim medatenim yesh lan a lesser harbek yotze b'elu. Kotz Tosis and Kuf Dalit, and the Damas Gzeres Chacham Zul Zul, but Mekom Asher Shas Medama. Can Himsachai Kotzav Rambam Tes Dalit Shemut Lelavashlo Becholov Poska Mechabes of Gimel Amaylo Chashinim Demaras Ayin Shero Yir Sover Shemut Lelavashlo Besar Cholov. For Dochak Loma Demas Kotzav Rambam Hanu LeIkir Dina LeMishemaras Ayin LoMarit. No, I the Shach Zayin says Bishul Lechudei Lekam Mishemaras Ayin LaDavka Bachila. And when Nira came in Pshat Divrei Aposkim, what's the difference? Das Agoy Nachinami Dafer Bishul Psar Behemel Chalav Shkedim Tzorach Anich Shkedim Asok Shira Tavshel Yirim Hashkedim Gamke. When Agoy Kosel Shuvas Harash Ben Osel Levashem Chalav Isha Kolshken the Osel Levashem Chalav Tmeya for Rama Mel Machaber Hitiru. I the Shach said Shani Osem came and Alkoponim Echad Mem Osel Bachila and a Bird of Bishul Lechudei Osem and Atorah Venechosh Levishul Bimarasayim. I the Shach is Miyasher. Not in Enoch of Vienna. Oh, Gambit Perry. My fruit. Pre Chodesh or Chayin Tasa. He Elasi Berayas Lahatir Bepesach Lasos Pachilis Hanuhugus Bechol Shabbos Zeich Lamon Bimatzah Fuya from Matzamel. The Lo Kachemish Ashrumin Marasai. Rabosai, now on Pesach, you go to these, he gives you these cakes. You could swear it's chametz. It's delicious. When I was a kid, they didn't have such fancy stuff. You could tell right away when it was made from potato starch. It was now it's a mitzvah in Hilchos Brachos. Because if it's matzah, you know, it's a mezonos. If it's potato starch, it's a shahakel. They have to tell you beforehand what the bracha to make. Yeah, and he quotes the Rashi himself, etc., etc., etc. So the bottom line is, the Prichosh is saying, you have no choice but to accept the Rashi. Chorah is okay. Roar the Shmoy Elov Zulosa B'Midi D'Lo Asal B'Midi Rabbanon. Stop. So that's what he's saying over here. He's the biggest maker of all Prichosh. Don't make up your own Xeris. It's not in Shas. You don't have to worry about it. Fine. The Shach wanted to say, there's no Maris Ayin by Bishul. What does that mean? Let's take a look at this. The Prichosh didn't like it, right? Prichosh quoted the Shach. He said, Mashakosa v'Shach, the Bishul, the Chudei, like Maris Ayin. And when Nira came, where did he get it from? Take a look and let's see it in the Shach itself. It's a Prichosh Ayin. He adds an extra phrase, which is an interesting phrase. The Shach and Zayin. Why not? What's that to be a refuah b'chlal? What does the Taz say, Enes of Kodneg? Look at the Taz. Enes of Kodneg. He says, look, he says, we should be machmir. Ava mokum tzorech l'refuah. Av she'en sakana b'dover. Heshtahat et bishle b'chol v'mashen ha'yisar achil el b'rabonon. Koshken chol of tmeo b'sar tamich. It's mokum tzorech. So for some reason the bishle is a tzorech and we can be matir. So I would say the chinami. If the hana is the tzorech, it's also mutter. I'm sure B'kiv Vegas kashes. Yes, why is the mutter on all the ultimate bishle? Don't let the bishle because it's a tzorech. So if your hana is a tzorech, it'll be mutter the same way. I'm not sure what B'kiv Vegas kashes against the shach, but the pre-chodesh was not happy with this teretz at all.
Can I explain
the shach is saying that you can't prove anything for bishle because it's a tzorech of fuah.
Why can't we say that it's a tzorech of fuah? Meaning, isn't the shach trying to explain why earlier on?
Why is it no mar assigned by Bishul? So he says it's Tzorach Refuah. So my understanding is, it's a Shas HaTzchak, it's a Taz and said the Enes of Kodei. So my male in the Chinami, Hano would also be okay if it's a Tzorach Gadol. If not.
You're allowed to do a Mashal Basar Chalav for Refuah?
Again, we're discussing over here, it's not really Chalav. It just looks like Chalav. So therefore, it's a mar assigned Shalav. For Chalav, we can be Mekel. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, this idea that the Bari HaShulchan asked, Nogu b'chalav shkeidim. You see, it's a minig. A minig, it means very, very popular. It sounds like it's almond milk, it's the same as regular milk, and they still matter it. Not so simple. Take a look in the Shach Vav, quotes to Marshal, Sibindan Beis, the Bepurim, v'chayosibo, shirigilin lechol ta'anagolis b'chalav shkeidim. Yeah, once a year it's popular. Not every single day. Reminds me of the joke they used to tell. My father told me this joke that the guy was ready for a shidduch. He said, oh, you have a parnasa? Yeah. How much do you make a day? $100 a day. $100 a day? Like super severe in Europe, $100 a day. Good, they get married. The guy has no parnasa, absolutely zero. Zero, he said. The button sits and learns. You lied. On Purim, I'm a batchin. I make $100 a day. So once a year, I make $100 a day. So it reminds you of this. Nagu means Nagu on Purim. Once a year. But it's not the same as regular milk. That's what if you look at the Megillah Sefer, he suggests that refutation. On that basis, he wants to say the Megillah Sefer, which is very common in Eretz Yisrael, they have parva ice cream. Very common. He claims that in Eretz Yisrael, there's more parva ice cream than milk ice cream. Is it true in America?
No, it's
true
personally. I probably
have
more parva ice cream in my life than milk
ice cream. There you go. Does it make sense? Okay. This topic. Now we go to Sif Vav in the Ramon.
Wait, so
the
for parva ice cream on Shabbos.
It's better to get the meat off the table, which is, anyway, the Rebbetzin always wants that to happen anyway. So you use an excuse. The Bari HaShulchan said, you gotta get it off the table. The kids are too lazy. You won't get the ice cream yet. You want ice cream? Clear the table. That's blackmail. That's gewaltic. Okay? Very good. Now we have a Ramah in Siman Vav, which you made reference to before. Let's see it again. Yesh Omrim. To also lachtos or age takas kederes shel goya to fi shehei mevashin ben pomim cholo v'pomim shposav v'hamachta takas hamachata takas kederes shelo bo de bishul bosa b'cholov. Fine. So the b'kivege kosher li ho eino mechavel nevashel rak lachtos bo age to make the house hotter upsikre shelo havi. The Shemalo Bishalanochi Bekdeva Bosa Begam Cholov. It's Enemiskav, not a psikration. How do you know? For Sarach Loma, the Dafka Besovik de la Habo, Shemalo Yenasa came the Masa Shalom, Kamogora Kise Visafso, that Visovik Shemabigre Rosso, the Yasa Guma. That's called as Enemiskavin, not a psikration. Av Besovik de Ova, Kamohocha, Tim Yesh Bekdeva Zu, Balua Bosa Becholov, Bekito Zebavada Yish Bashel, the Sovik Shemain Bablias Bosa Becholov, the Mikri Psikration. a chiddush nifla. It's called, in the parlance of the poskim, Safeb Sigresha Lishaovar. And Safeb Sigresha Lishaovar, Pkivegan says, you see from here, is not considered to be a Davashena Miskave. It's considered to be a Issa Doraisa. A Shavan Issa Doraisa. Who said so? Who said so? Who said so? I mean, the Pkivegan is saying, not so. Who said so? Who said so? He quotes it in the next paragraph. Ogen ledas hataz arachayim simen shinta zayin sifkon gimel. Shekosam shom adas hatur. Benoel hateva. You're closing a box. V'safek im yesh zvuvim. If there are flies in the box. The mutlan olo. Tavid dova shen im miskavein. Af tavid psik reishim is the shavar. Right? If either there, they're not there. It's nothing future oriented. It's past oriented. Mikomakom dilma ein sham zvuvim. Have sikresha. Im ken the chor ben nindi dan het the gomer. To ein im skav on the vasha klisha nachi ef shadem sokha chola bulu of basa bacholav. Lo have sikresha. How do you like that? He says according to the Taz, it's mutter. So my Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik is a chorona levrachma. We learned Shabbos on one of the summers. He said, no. No. He wanted to say the Taz is right and the Ramah is also right. How can that be? He did psikresh to shavar as mutter. Psikresh to shavar as mutter. So it's also, how can you have both? He said as follows. His grandfather, Reb Chaim Mibrisk, writes in Hilchos Shabbos, like Perek Yud, that Rabosai, you may be aware of a dispute between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, but Dovah Shein HaMiskavet. Everyone knows that, no? Rabosai, everyone knows that? Shimon says mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says also. Fine. Yehuda says Aser, what if you did it on Shabbos? Would it be Chayim? He said the Raisa or the Rabbanu? Tosa says, others disagree, but Tosa says, on Shabbos it's the Rabbanu. Why is the Rabbanu? It's not a Malechas Makshevis. Explains Reb Chaim Brisk with a Sefer, because Malechas Makshevis means Bevadai. If it's Besafik, it's not Malechas Makshevis. Now, if you call it Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Dov Hashem Miskav, it would be the Rabbanu. Rabbi Rabban said, wait a minute. The same thing is true over here. As Sovik Sigration Shaovar, in Hilchas Dovah Shein Miskavein doesn't qualify. Since past tense, we're going to rule it as a Sigration and not as a Dovah Shein Miskavein. However, in Hilchas Shabbos is different. Since right now you don't know if there are flies or no flies, it lacks a Melechus Machshavis. That's a Chasar known in Hilchas Shabbos. So we can agree with the Ramah, Issa Basa B'Cholof. Rabbi Kivega has Akasha, Ein HaMiskavei. The answer is, Sovik L'Tresh Ovar is in fact Osir, it's a Shavu Dorais over here. Aye, the Taz is Mekil? No! The Taz is Mekil only in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, no Dorais, it's a Namalechus Machshavis, you don't know it for sure. So then we can be Mekil, not a Basa B'Cholof. That's what I heard from him many, many years ago. I wanted to share with you the Siyata D'Shmai. Fine. Now we start the next unit of the Ma'am HaKomis, which is Avkuf Yud Dalet Amud Alf. We're making progress, Abosa. We're making progress. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Alf. What does it say? Hamavashel b'mei cholov potter. What's mei cholov? Mishke b'laz. Who knows French? Who knows French? They have, in the back, they used to have some in Yiddish. Do they still have that in these Gemaras? They think Rashi's French and they trade it in Yiddish. I don't think you guys know Yiddish either. Mishke b'laz. We don't know what it is written so far. Toisvis, Hamavashel b'mechov, Isura mi'oika, to kutach. Remember we learned kutach in the Sukkah of Tav Kikiv. Remember, minisuve dechalva avdilei. It says in Pesachim Daf Membeis, Amin Eliel, to also lechol basa b'kutach. The famous Sukkah of Napanat. We'll get to that later. So kutach is mecholov. It reminds you of the people who used to translate from Hebrew into Yiddish. Bereshis and Anfang. Borol Akibat Gok Bashafim. And they asked the guys, what does it mean? They didn't know the Hebrew, and they didn't know the Yiddish. So what is Kutach? Help us. What's going on over here? So the only way to figure out what's going on over here is to look in the how should we say? One second, slow. So, it's not. The Rosh is the best place to look. We'll come to the details of it later, but let's take a look on the Rosh right now. Come back to the details later, but just in terms of translation, what the words mean. Siman Nun Aleph seems to argue with Tosfos. Tosfos is stuck with Akasha. What's it then? Here it says it's Mutter, Potter, and there it says it's Asa. Yeah, Potter Abalasa, no problem. I got a little Shabbos, Potter Abalasa. Asa B'Rabbana B'Kutach. In Siman Nun Aleph, the Rosh disagrees. Vani Omer. Oh, Vani Omer. It's top line of page, Reish Yud Ches, column 1. Vani Omer against Tosfos. Tinesubi the Chalva Osim Daraisa. Umei Cholav the Potter. Haina Shot Siu Mimenu Kola Ochel. Ta Achasha Osu Agvina. Mivashna na Cholav. Va Ochel Tsof Lamala. Flonishabo Ela Maya Biyama. Huanikra Me Cholav. Whoa. Rabosai, when I was a kid, there was a nursery rhyme. No? Little Miss Muffet. No? They still have the same nursery rhyme? And the two words they used were curds and whey. You ever learned that when you were in grade school?
Yeah.
Curds and whey? I never knew what curds and whey meant. Baruch Hashem, our milk is homogenized. I don't know what's curds and what's whey. Apparently, if the milk was not homogenized, the milk would split into curd, which was more solid, and whey, which was diluted milk. I'm assuming diluted milk is the siyom and the chalva. And they make kutach from it. Pudding. Follow me? Made from whey. Whey, W-H-E-Y. You have to look for it on the ingredient panel. That means it's vilchus. Half the O-U-D is parva. You look at the ingredients. They're mach. We used to say D-E. They've got the E. It's mamish parva. But once in a while it says whey. That's real vilchus. That's no joke. That's real vilchus. You have to be careful. That's vilchus. That, according to the Rosh, is a daraisa, according to Tosfos the Rabbanan. What then is mechalav? After you've made the cheese, it means the milk split into curds and whey, you take the whey, and now you cook it. When you cook the whey, what happens? The solid part of the whey flows to the top. You're left with only what's water. This is, it's twice removed from the milk. First you separated the curds from the whey, so it's shvach. Now you separate the food, the solid part of the whey, from the water. It's twice removed. That's Mechov. Just to get the facts straight, what the words we're talking about, now to figure out what the din is. Okay, fine. There are both sides. This is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's open up, please. Shulchan Aruch, it's right here. Let's take a look. Simon Pei's Ayin. So slow. In Siv Vav, it says the Mevashel Basav and Mecholov is the Rabbanon. And therefore, what? Ein Lokin Al Achiloso. Says the Mati Yonason. Everybody have the Mati Yonason? Ein B'Sefer Pri Toah. Sherot, that's why the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Sherot Zalochir with Divya Toysis that we just saw. The Potter and the Potter Umutter Levashel Lechatchilo. Why? Shekos ha mevashel b'mecholov potur hoyisru miyika tokutach minisyovi dechavi avdilei. And it says earlier also lechol posel b'kutach mashma tafka hosa masel lechatchila. Avol shad dvarim d'lo matzina b'feirish di'osur mutal levashel lechatchila. Says Rav Yonasan Epshitz u'dvar v'en lem shachar klal ad rabba. So a bishul. How do you bring a raya from yichila to bishul? Dilma dafkal lechal osam levashu afilim lechatchila muter. Elevadai desfile the koma the osu lechal hu adin levashu osam lechatchila. Im kain hu adin bishar the surim the osu chazal lechal mishem basa b'chalav. Who adin bishul osur. The two go together. The two go together against the pritoar. Frekra mekive eger akasha. Kive as akasha. Take a look. Rabbi Kive eger right over here. Sivov. Everyone see it? Kive eger. Habavasha basa b'mecholov. Koshali. Demai shno. Psachaya va'of. The shori b'bishul uvano. Kevnu d'rabonon. As we saw earlier, Hachanami Mecholov. This is a great kasha. This is our kivega. Hikshem kasha kabarzel. Right? Ramah said in Sif Aleph, it's mutter. Reisi b'teferes the Moshe shekosav lechalik. Tahani the hachoshen min mine behema tohor rosh and esem b'doraisa comes from a species. That's the rice. It's true, it's only mechalav, it's diluted, it's under Rabbana. But the species, right? As opposed to what we have in Siv Aleph, what's the case? Open up to the Ramos, just to remind yourself. Open up to Siv Aleph. What's he talking about, the Ramos and Siv Aleph? Kol basa b'cholav. Ramos and Siv Aleph. She'en osim in HaTorah, muta b'hano. What's he talking about? Presume he's talking about Chaya V'yof. Chaya V'yof, that whole min is not Shaykh Adoraisa. Mecholov, the same exact min, if you just take the milk itself instead of the whatever, first or second degree missing, as we saw before in the Rash Tos and the Rush, that would be only, that would be a Shaykh which is more Chomer. So suggests Rabbi Kiveger in the name of the Teferis of Moshe. He says as follows. Mikomakom koshali hechamatzinu kein. We never saw such a distinction. I never saw it. V'yeh milishta the mevashel b'meichol of potter, the mashal potter aval aser, as he quoted from the Rush. Did the Rush say that exactly? On the side of my version of the Shulchan Aruch, it says over here, Harush. Kosef Kulshon Atosis. Beis Yosef says, Efshad Yisru the Rabbanon Mia Yiko Levashim. Look at Dibri Chamud, it's Reish Mem Aleph. It's on the side. Let's go back to the Kiveger. Hoyesh Loma, Kmod the Mephoshim Kol Abbasur also Levashim Kuv Gimel and Beis Hainu Lecho. That's a Mephoshim Gemara. Don't take, it means to cook, it means you're not allowed to eat it. We just saw it a few minutes ago. Hachinami Yeshua the Mevashim b'Mecholav Haynu Ochel. You what's going on? Take a look at the Gemara Kuf Yudal. Because there is this Falpun the Gemara. Give a look at the Gemara Kuf Yudal. Madam Alokel Hachi After Akmona Balchila Balosh and Bishul. Came in that bishul lucky, achila nami lucky. Goes together. Now, a little further than the Gemara is the following. Meisve. Hamavashel b'meichol of potter. Dam shebishul b'chol of potter. We spoke about it. I'm not going to go back to it again. We spoke about gelatin. When we spoke about Atzomas, it's not the Simit Sadi test. Can't go back to that right now. That's a Simit Shulchan Aruch. We discussed it months ago. Hapigo v'anosor v'atome shebishn b'cholov chayef. Yeah. So what do you see? You see that you are chayev. Says the Gemara, no. Hai tanasavar isur chalal isur. We don't pass in that way. Don't always be a kasha matana, we don't pass in like. Look at Marasho. Look at Marasho, please, Kuf Yudal. Kuf Yudal. Hapigla, but the very first piece. Afal gav the ikul hook me the dafka bishul lo havi elachad iser. Kongam ikul osu velishna kama dika manta sabar that bishul nami lo loki. He said it's only a kasha called the one. Remember we saw it at Machlokas we saw a minute ago. It's only kasha the bandamo a bishul nami lo loki. But that's not the pashup shot. That's not the pashup shot at all. Take a look on the bottom in Dalet. He quotes the poskim and say to be lashon Rashi lo mashmak divrei Rabbeinu. What Rashi? Take a look at Rashi. Kuf yud dalet amud aleph. Please give a look. Kuf yud dalet amud aleph. Rashi apigul. Apigul vanosar. Alma afal gav da siri v'kaimi osi isu basu b'cholov v'chal alayu v'adinami im bishul chel b'cholov. I'm a ribuya de gdi nafchlon the chayal al kol yisur. Rabosai, if we're talking only about bishul, avada this. By bishul, no problem. He's chal yisur. No, he's a bishul. Anything about basa becholof. You see, klar from Rashi, we're talking about the yisur of achila. So the mashos teretz is not pashut. Not pashut. Not at all. So the b'kivega pilpul. Take a look back at the b'kivega. Look inside. Again. Koshali maishtub sachayav yof the shor bebishal vano came to the rabbonin. Hochanami mecholof. The first Moshe distinguishes one the min, not a min. We don't find such a thing. And then he says, lisht the mevashal bemecholof potter, mevashal potter abalasser, as the Rosh says, no! Kol abosar also levashal the Mishnah, the Hainu Lechol. It has to mean that. So Rabosar, the name of the parak is Kol abosar. I mean, we say the word Kol abosar so many times. It's a pretty long parak. But the first words in the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the opening of the psicha of this parak, what does it say? Kol abosar also levashal b'chol av chutz mipsar dogam b'chagam. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. It's not true. We know that it's mutter to cook oaf, right? Rashi says, "Half a god of a bechmona gidu who are doing the chaya of oaf, who miflik pligibi le kamon, ikle mandama the rising mandama the rabbana." That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Others say no, no. He says, "Kol abasar also levashal becholav chutzim psar dogam vechagavim." He means "Asar levashal velecho." Rabbi Kivega quotes, "Asar levashal velecho." That's what it means. "Asar levashal velecho." See here too. That's what it may mean. Viter. Adraba. Here's a shtickle pilpul. Brackets. But that meruvach sugi yosef about the parachin of kufi daman alf. Mehach price al man diyoma mamavashal chelav becholav ein aloke. Tobeach price al tanina pigul venosa v'tamid shabishul becholav chayav kosher. Tilma price al married rakli nebishul hikshemar shoh. V'teirutz al depirchas hashas al ishna the came in the achila aloki abishul nami aloki dochu ktsas. Kaloshen Rashi in the Mora came. Shekosa alma the gedi rabbi havla lemeima alma al kaponim abishul aloki. You only need a pasuk for that. If you are now nicha, why? The cave and the katani b'ach b'raisa hamavashal b'mechal of potur the al korachok the mari me'achila the bishla filo the chatchila muter hakinami sefer nosa pigul mari me'achila v'duk meiridik. Yeah, there's a little pilpul. The Rabbi Kivega wants to say, in fact, it is muter. It's muter. It's muter based upon. We saw in Sif Aleph. Wow, it's going up against everything. That's what he sounds like. B'kivei sounds like he's going against the Shulchan Aruch. So it sounds like, what say should be mutar la'halacha? Take a look at Bosai in the Bari HaShulchan, please. Sifkotan Ayin Hei. Please. Sifkotan Ayin Hei. V'chen ha'mavashel p'sar bosom v'mei cholov. What does it say? Potter. Ayin Hei. Ein Loken. Mei cholov yesh omem da'ayin nisyuvi chova pirish ha'cholov ha'mismatzes v'kifo nagvina. We call that way. That's the rush brackets. But until then, talk about Bishul. Alpha gav the b'sar chayav yov muta the Bishul af med rabbanon shel gozu el alachil. Who said so? You saw back in Siv Gimel. Hocha chomet fei meisha meichala bami min asur hitilah chomet misa gam al Bishul. Who said so? Kuflun ches. Rabbi Kifei gan nevet feras amosh. This is who Lasha Bekivega. The Gambahanosu Medrabonon. Kevin Shabomi Min Osir. Not only the Bishl Osir, but even Osir Behano. Behano. Why? Because the Bekiva has a kasha. Maishna the Oaf, may Oaf the Shari Bishl Behano. Right? Rabbo said the first line of Bekivega. Ubahano. Means it's a problem of Hano as well. But here he has a very big chiddush. Watch. Avad midivri poskim acherim. Rabbi also said the greatest rabbi. His name is Rabbi Poskim Acherim. On the bottom he says, "Divri nire divri harabav esif aleph." The kail and klala the kol basa becholosh in the osam and haTorah muta ba'ano. Chen kosel hedya biyusuf vehet the klal yuchast in tezvav. The chal, oh, the other. The muta ba'ano kevin shecholav shkuta the rabbanon. The other has milk in it. The rabbanon, but the rabbanon, ve'niru lechalik be'meichala of lechalav shchuta mishvitzchal the other. Tamashon Rasha b'torah sabayas hakosim came the muta basa be'meichala v'ano. Came pasuk b'gad Yehuda. Look at the biurim. Okay. Yeah. Datam lahatiru b'ano. Why? The davka be'bishul lechmiru chachamim tu ke'en lechatchila. Why cook it? Why cook it meat and milk together? Cook something else. Abba Bahano, who came to the Eved, it happened already. Lafsido the garment, lo achmir chacham le also. Finira, look at this. Sheesh lahokel b'zeh. Wow, we got a kula, got a kula. The Buddha, but I didn't see between Bishul and Hano. That solves all the world's problems, right? Because what did it say over here? What did it say? Imvashel is potter, is also lachatchilu. But if you look in the Ramah back there, who was Matir, he didn't say Bishul. He didn't say the word Bishul at all. What did he say? Kol Bosa Becholav Shena Os El Min HaTorah Mutar Behano. Behano. That's all he said. He didn't say Bishul. Wow. That's very nice. I like that. That's a very nice Shita. Oh. Now, what about the Machol Tos and the Rosh? Rabos, we got to make some progress. Sivches. Get the Sivches, Rabos, say we know we've gotten far. Tomorrow's another day. Once we get the Ches, only three Sivchim left in the whole city. That's it. Right? So then we're just meandering around today. Once we get the Sivches, we will say we reached it. Yesh misha omer de nesu de chalba pirish mechala de smasa de kipon hagvina eina bechal mechala vasa mena Torah ala mechala v'hayro acha sha'osa magvina mevashem ha nesu v'yarochot tzav v'mala. This is the Rosh. The Rosh is quoted as a Yesh Misha Omer in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Ches. Very, very nice. Very nice. Do we pasken this way? Do we pasken this way? Take a look at Rabosai in the Prima Gordon Siv Shach Siv Kon Kov Gimel. Ayin Shach. The Shach to look in Pei Aleph. What's there? Ula Rosh Kasha. The Tiritz of Bechalavim Omemayat Kan Mechalav. The Yotze Meimuruvu. Mashek and the Inyan Eber Menachayim Ken Kasha. The Mayat Nami Mechalav Harishan. The La Bechal Chalavim Ohu. The Shach says over there, see Shapir. Mei Mechalav La Bechalavu. Filhochi lo have Eber Menachayim. A Torah Golidat of Vosel Ohu Yosef. I prikadosh kosam to mecholos and esubi kam kei rosam and atorah v'chein kosam kansit kohen chof aleph. He's mekel against the shulchan aruch, against the rosh. Like Tosfos, the dina in lano aladivri amachaber fil behefsin meruba yishas sabano miyum yesh old suffering mitzdar from the hadi of suffering speaking love ani omer lo wisav lo head to torah in case he's not taking a stand. All right, I see why they're not taking a stand, but that's what he says. Okay, that's what he says. It's an interesting, very important question. Take a look at both, say, in the Bari HaShulchan. We only have a few more minutes to go. Bari HaShulchan. All right, and then we'll stop. Meet Shem tomorrow. We did the last three Sifim. We finish it all in one day. Absolutely not. We can't. But, okay. Take a look. Sifkon, Kuvov, Kuv Zayin. They go together. Be together. The Mechaber goes back to Sivov. Vavashel Basa b'meicholov eno osam in Torah. Okay? Some say, the Siuvichavo is cholov mamish. Right? He says, the lav shev cholov ala, it's not considered to be cholov at all. That's how he starts off by saying over here, next to the Reish Chaf Hei, quoting from the Shach, back in Simen Pei Aleph. Inami, I feel the name of the Shem Cholov ala, the Chol Shar Mili, the Nibasa Becholov, Lo Choshev Kecholov, the Chsev Bechalev Imod, Aino Chimoshe Yotza Min Haim, Ozar Ha'ikir Acholov Shu Ochol Nimtzebo, HaMishachoser Ochol Shu Ha'ikir, Lav Cholov Imo Ho. Two Pshatim. Okay. Two Pshatim. Yeah. Fine. How do we pass on the Halacha? Kuv Zayin. The Mechaber holds that way. It's only calls a Yesh Omrim. No, it's a Klolei HaMechaber. Maran. If he quotes Mutter v'Yesh Omrim Sh'Osr, then he wants to be make that his Mutter. He didn't quote any material. He said Yesh Omrim Sh'Osr. Now, in that kind of case, the Mechaber meant to Asr it. Comes along in the Biurim. Let's take a look. Hiksha B'Yad Yehuda. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to finish this either. Hiksha B'Yad Yehuda. The Bishas Bishul Bolea Hamayim Mitama Ochel V'Tam Kikah D'Oraisa V'Shuv K'she Mevashel Boser B'Oso Mayim Havek Mevashel B'Cholav Mamish. Wow. It's true that there's some kind of lower level of the Siuvei Chalva or Mecholav, but it absorbs it, what? The it absorbs the taste of the regular milk. For tirits, uleish b'mayim tomet shishim keneged tam ha'ochel shebecholav. Really? That's a chiddush nifl. Ayin shemot u'ma shalokosav l'tarets shetorim en ha'mayim lirosim yesh bo b'tam cholav. Yesh lomar shum lo yishyashim b'zeh al adas ha'machaber. The first day of the year we discussed this, back in Elul. Alfi Mashik Asava Ramah Shom. Achshav Ein Somchen Atima Tikshi Adayin. Omno. Bona was that a pluk that Shach Ima Levush. So Shach says, Im Somchen Achshav Atima Sisroel. That Shach Atima Sisroel Somchen. Afo Idna. For Lekka Kushi Alibay. Right? According to him, it would not be a kasha. El kushna z'yad Yehuda, ozal b'shiris al-levusha, shebechol inyan, ein somchon atima, ein ono b'kiyam b'kach. Gewalt. V'shem yesh al-loma, t'kevan shetama mayim d'tama ochel krovim mim zel zeh, as he quotes from the Yad Yehuda, min b'mino, lo shayach l'hafan ha'de'itima, Im no same time. You can't tell. So therefore what? Doesn't say. kasha was mechala was mutter. Maybe you can taste. You can taste that. You know, all on a taste. We have a right to be making. Now, we have to stop. We're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow will begin with the second part of this biurim. Those who starts uvi iker, those who have it on both sides in front of them, right? So this is actually even a period. You know, it's famous for having run-on sentences. There's no punctuation. He put in a period. Okay, we'll start from this period. Try to finish the page tomorrow, and then we'll start Mitzvah Shem Kuf Tezayin, the Mishnah, the Gemara, which is the Sif Tes. Okay.